A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The college kids at the University of Idaho are back in class. The Thanksgiving break is over. At least they're supposed to be in class. A lot of them never came back because of these unsolved murders. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live with an update. Alex, is there any progress in this case?
No, not really. Not that we know of, Jeff. And today, as you mentioned, even though the classes are back after Thanksgiving break, it is very quiet on the University of Idaho campus. That many students say they're afraid to come back because there is a killer running around, or parents who have said, look, you're not going back, that they don't feel like it's going to be safe. And the campus is saying that's fine. The president saying that they don't have to come back to classes, that they can go remote if they don't feel safe coming back. Some have decided to come back, very, very quiet. But Jason DeVault returned today saying he feels like he needs to be on campus. There haven't been any other murders in the past 2 weeks. No indication there is still a threat here. Police believe that that it is an isolated incident. And he says,
you know, I feel safe. And I did the whole online school thing during COVID, and it did not work out. So I just, you know, came back up here to get the in-person education.
And Jeff, police tell us that they're dealing with a surge of 911 calls now from people who are scared, who think that they've heard something or seen something, or that they haven't heard from a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a son or a daughter in a while, and they want police to go check on them. So they're having to deal with that. But a last word, police say they have no idea who did it, why, where the murder weapon is. Everybody known to have been around the four students, the Uber driver who drove them home, food truck operator who fed them at 2 in the morning that they were seen on surveillance video, the surviving roommates, their boyfriends, they've all been ruled out as suspects. And so police are saying they still need the public's help, and they say they need something to lead them to who this was and why.
Thanks for the update. ABC's Alex Stone, us live on the murders at the University of Idaho.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.